Which sports writers accurately predicted the outcome of the Super Bowl will be known Sunday night. On the political playing field, analysts already are being tested, and so far, they're not doing very well. Commentator Brian McGrory knows who's to blame for the sorry state of American punditry, and it's not who you think.
Voters, come in, please. Take a seat. We need to have a little talk. Listen, you've done some great work over the years, you really have. The entire country owes you a huge debt of thanks. But on behalf of the news media, the Washington pundits, various power brokers, assorted columnists, and esteemed talking heads, I have some bad news. You're fired. I know it seems abrupt, but it really isn't. We've been thinking about this since we caught you having that illicit fling with John McCain back in 2000. The bottom line is, you're unreliable, and this electoral system has some real problems. Do you have any idea how many millions of dollars we spend on polls? We have national polls, state polls, tracking polls, rolling polls, rolling tracking polls, tracking rolling polls. And when we use irrefutable science to determine exactly who wins what race and why, you willfully ignore the memo. You're not paying enough attention, and I don't mean of the boring candidates. You're not paying enough attention to us, to the roughly 50,000 fundraising stories and analyses we've provided over the last year. Stories that have told you exactly why Howard Dean is going to walk away with the nomination, or why Wes Clark still has a chance, or why John Kerry has none at all. So let me ask one simple question. How much do you think all this coverage costs? And for what? So you can vote any way you want and make us look like idiots? I don't mean to pile on, but didn't you realize that we dismissed Kerry's candidacy with a steady stream of bitterly snide and snarky jokes many months ago? Did you miss the whole Dean coronation we held? Didn't you know that with all that internet money and all those kids in orange, he couldn't possibly lose? How do you think this makes us feel in the news business? Well, I'll tell you. Jittery. It's long past the time when we like to call things done, and you keep getting in the way. Dean's up, Dean's down, Kerry's sliding, Kerry's surging. Who do you think you are, waiting until primary day to make up your mind? Now we've got million-dollar-a-year analysts on national television hedging their bets. What gives you the right? Some people are starting to think this thing might go one primary, one caucus at a time, until a candidate wins enough delegates. Obviously, the system's broken and needs to be fixed. So you're out. And on caucus day and primary day, we'll have a new mantra, something a little more appropriate for the information age. We report, we decide, and nobody gets in our way.
The comments of Brian McGrory, who wrote a longer version for his column in the Boston Globe.